The major purpose for the battery, as I understand it, is a system security service.
In case there's another blackout like there was last year.
In case there threatens to be another blackout. Uh-huh. And what actually happens when a blackout comes is that the grid frequency crashes. Mm-hmm. So we're used to, I think most people know that 50 hertz comes out of the PowerPoint and you can hear the buzz as you walk along the street sometimes. Well, that's fairly strictly maintained. In the September blackout, it crashed at a rate that was much faster than anything connected to the grid could keep up with. So all the generators fell over, and that's essentially the mechanism of a blackout. Now, if you have some first responder, really fast resource, mm-hmm. and batteries are perfect for that, then it can kick in very quickly and correct the frequency and hold it there in time for larger generators to come along and be brought online. So I think first responder is the best analogy.
Yep. Like a backup generator, I guess, as well, in a sense.
It's sort of, so there are already backup generators. Now, whether or not they were running or should have been running, I mean, these questions have been asked, and I'm sure that's for another conversation.
Yep.
But the market operator knows how to run the grid, but it doesn't necessarily have all the fast responding resources that it needs, given the high levels of renewable energy in South Australia especially. Ultimately, this may happen in other states too, that they reach that point. But at the moment, South Australia is leading, as I mentioned, on a world scale. There are very few grids with, from memory, 57% wind by energy in the average year. That's extraordinary.
Is it also good because South Australia is kind of a good size to be able to test this out on a, I'm not going to say smaller scale, but, you know, a more medium sort of scale?
I think it's, in a way, it's walking before you run. Yeah. So Australia's pretty good at remote power stations. We have lots of power stations, and a number of those are having renewable supplies essentially to offset the cost of diesel or gas. So that certainly makes economic sense. And I think people have learnt how to use batteries to balance the solar or the wind, whatever diesel generators remain, and the load, the customer load. So we're learning how to do that on a small scale and know that quite well. On a state grid is much larger, but perhaps it's an easier job than the entire country. So in a way, it's quite fortunate that South Australia has led the way while other states are holding back a little bit, and we can learn all the techniques we need to know. I think any engineer would tell you that there's no fundamental problem. It can be done. We can go 100% renewables. It's certainly doable in engineering terms, and probably it makes sense economically as well. But the techniques have not been practiced enough for most market operators or most system operators to have a ready-to-hand set of tools. So the battery is an important tool, and will show everybody how it should be done.
Why is battery power considered renewable? When I think about when I use, you know, a normal disposable battery, mm-hmm. it's done, you throw it out in the end, and then you think, oh, that was a bit of a waste, that battery.
It is, and it's a serious environmental concern. And my colleagues are actually looking into battery recycling. And indeed, there are emerging standards and services to recycle lithium batteries. Mm-hmm. Lead acid battery recycling is quite mature. Mm-hmm. Lithium battery recycling is newer and is becoming mainstream. I think everyone in the industry is concerned about the life cycle effects of having a large number of batteries. Certainly, disposable batteries are not the way you want to go. So this battery it'll be more like a massive laptop battery. So it's rechargeable. It's plugged into the grid all the time. It'll draw energy out and it'll put energy in. And that can be controlled either for profit or to provide a technical service like frequency support.
But eventually it could sort of die.
Eventually it will die. And so typically a battery cell, the core battery cells are pretty much the same as the ones in your laptop or in an electric car. And they might last 10, 15 years. It's to be determined. It depends on the operating regime. And at that point you need to replace the cells. The cells themselves, they will need to be replaced after something like 15 years. There'll be plenty more cells at that time, and hopefully the old cells at that time can also be recycled and the materials extracted in a sustainable way. Well, obviously, that's what we'd all like to see, and there'll be some regulatory and economic drivers for that over time.
So what is the best use for lithium batteries as power?
The range of applications of batteries is quite large, mm-hmm. and lithium batteries are fairly multi-purpose. So they can deliver a lot of sudden, quick power the sharp kick that I mentioned to get the frequency back. They are also reasonably good for bulk energy storage, so they're a reasonable compromise. There are batteries that might be better at the high power services. Lead acid, for example, has very high, it's called cranking power because it's used to crank the shaft of an engine. That's why they're so universal in engines. They're very powerful batteries. And you could say, well, a lead acid battery would actually perform better for this particular application. But to serve a combination of applications, lithium is a pretty good compromise and a pretty economic compromise. So I think that's what it comes down to.
We'll be looking at these sorts of large-scale battery-powered plants like in the future with South Australia. It's the first in the world.
It's the first in the world at this scale. Yeah. And yes, we will. In fact, I believe there are even now two additional projects by another company that have been proposed, one maybe in Victoria. So I think it's the start of a new direction. And I really think it will make the grid work better and be more adaptable to integrating renewable energy.